The Archdiocese of Boston suddenly closed a Catholic elementary school yesterday, canceled graduation, and changed the locks on the doors. Church officials say they feared parents would occupy the school, which was scheduled to close permanently tomorrow. The closure is part of a massive reconfiguration made necessary by a financial crisis in the Boston Archdiocese. That crisis has been caused in part by the clergy sexual abuse scandal. For member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Parents, teachers, and children at Our Lady of Presentation Elementary School in Boston were told only last night that graduation was off. Una Simmons said this morning her 7-year-old daughter burst into tears when she heard the news.
First thing she said was, I'm never going to be able to see Mrs. Bender and say thank you to her. That was the first thing she said. And she had artwork hanging on the walls, and she said, I'm not going to be able to get it, you know, and thinking she wouldn't be able to see her friends again.
Parents quickly printed diplomas, ordered balloons and a cake, and held a graduation ceremony today for kindergarten and pre-K students in a park across the street from the locked school.
Mary Margaret Fitzpatrick!
Yay!
4- and 5-year-olds proudly held up their diplomas as parents captured the moment on film. Siobhan McHugh said she's devastated.
My 8-year-old, my daughter, cried herself to sleep last night.
And you're crying now too.
Oh, I'm just as upset as she is. It's the way they told us how they did it. They should have had the decency to allow the children to graduate in style.
The mayor of Boston said there is no excuse for locking out students. He invited the 6th grade class to graduate tomorrow at historic Faneuil Hall. Catholic dioceses are closing schools around the country because of financial problems and low enrollment. But the closing process is particularly contentious in Boston, where 8 parish churches slated to close have been occupied by parishioners in 24-hour sit-ins. The Archdiocese did not return phone calls in time for this broadcast, but issued a written statement saying the decision to close the Presentation School is regrettable but necessary because it had information that parents were going to take over the building. In the statement, Bishop Richard Lennon said the school closed early to protect students. He apologized and said the church didn't want students to get caught up in the school dispute. But parent organizer Tom O'Brien says parents have not planned a sit-in and would never have disrupted their children's graduation.
All I can think, and it's just my view, but it seems like they're delusional. They've had so many church sit-ins and so many other problems that here they're faced with a situation where they know that there's all kinds of anger and frustration with the way they've handled the situation. And their reaction to that is, oh, we're concerned for the kids.
Teachers say the Archdiocese should be concerned about the psychological effects of locking up a child's artwork, books, journals, and personal belongings. 9-year-old Taylor Hanley wishes she could get her portfolio. So does her classmate, Sarah Cohen.
From September, we wrote all these stories, and today we were supposed to have it, but we didn't get to because they told us that our school was closing.
Yes, not
that. The things we left in there were just our friendship, our family, and we left all the things that we loved, our memories in there.
It's
and
just
we
a
can't.
Part of us.
The Archdiocese said in a written statement it will forward personal items to the proper people. Bridget Lanry said what the Archdiocese did to her children is heartless.
They're going to the Newton School as they are not going to an Archdiocese school. I'm actually changing religion. Don't know why I'm going to, but I'm changing it.
Parents had made an offer to buy the school, but it was rejected by the Archdiocese. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Boston.